continuing that chat with Mr. Shiv Prasad, the man who's a handicapper at the Bangalore Turf Club. He spent 35 years in horse racing. I met him at the derby that just went by, and I was very curious about the sport. You know, I've just skimmed through the surface, so I decided to deep dive. Let's get back to that chat.
Come on.
Disha.
So, two questions I want to ask you. Yes. One, lots of animal lovers in Bangalore.
Yes.
They want to know, is it cruelty to animals when you race and you whip the horses? It is a huge concern with many people, maybe because they don't have enough knowledge or they've seen little stuff in movies portrayed differently. As somebody who's been in the racing for 35 years, honestly tell us, sir.
If you say whipping a few times is cruelty, then most of us will find it difficult to live in this world. I'm not supporting whipping. I'm not for that.
Okay.
It's not the question of cruelty. Nobody is trying to be cruel to the horse. It's all misconstrued things, a lot of misconstrued. Why should they whip? In the first place, why do they whip? Only, you see a race, for example, a 2,000 meter race. You'll never see it till the last 200 meters any horse being whipped, most of the times.
And I believe a good jockey is somebody who just shows the whip.
Most of the times, as you pointed out, the good jockey, they only show the whip. Look, you see,
it's a cue, basically.
Whip is used by the jockey to correct the horse, not to whip the horse.
Ah, it's correction in the race.
Yes. Sometimes it is a fact that to extract the best out of the horse, to put it back into the race, they do whip. I have seen many races where without whipping, most of the horses win.
And I believe the jockeys and the horses have a very tight bond. They spend all the time with that animal. I believe the attachment levels are very high.
You see, actually, you should say it is individualistic. You see, one particular person might have done something wrong somewhere. You can't make it universal that everybody is doing the same thing.
That's fair.
Sometimes the trainer himself takes away the whip from the jockey and asks him to ride without the whip. See, earlier, even in our society for that matter,
one tap on the head you'll get.
See, today's parents won't beat their children.
That's true.
You go back 50 years back.
We all got beaten up by our parents.
It is the same. Why are you making a big thing out of all this?
Yes. No, it's a question, sir, because a lot of people, animal lovers, are not fully sure, but you cleared it.
And one more thing, there's a government notification to the effect, Government of India notification to the effect that no horse shall be whipped more than 8 times in a race.
No matter what the length of the race is.
Yes.
8 is the max.
Max. And jockeys are fined, suspended for excessive whipping and unnecessary whipping.
I get it. See, that's all under scrutiny.
See, yeah. All the time is under scrutiny. See, whipping is allowed only to correct the horse or sometimes to extract the best out of
that
horse.
That one last
push. That also is restricted to a maximum of whipping for 8 times. But you'll be surprised if you come and see any race. Most of the jockeys, nobody will be paid time. Maybe one or two followers.
There are two little things before I wrap it up. I understood the structure of horse racing. Very interesting. Yesterday, I spent a lot of time with y'all. I figured that there is a jockey, there is a trainer, and there is an owner of the horse. You cannot intermingle the position.
Yes, but a owner and trainer is possible.
Owner and trainer is possible.
A trainer can own a horse.
A jockey basically can't be a trainer and a jockey can't be an owner.
Jockey can't own a horse.
I think, sir, I can be I can be another kind of jockey, radio jockey and horse jockey. I was talking to somebody at the turf club. I said, what is the weight requirement? He says, 50 is the upper limit. You'll fly. Come be a jockey. Yeah. Sir, before I wrap it up, one last time, I want to know the prize money at stake over this extremely exclusive, high glamour, high power, high speed, high stake weekend is...
If you look at the betting for the 2 days put together, the betting should be around 20, in excess of 25 crores.
On that note, or should I say many, many notes that lead up to 25 crore rupees.
Thank you
Thank you for coming and making an exception with Red FM, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, that's nice.